USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
3 people were killed and 4 wounded after a shooting in a manufacturing facility in Smithsburg, Maryland, Thursday afternoon. The suspect has been identified as a 23-year-old male who is also an employee at Columbia Machine. A Maryland State Police trooper, after being shot, returned fire, ending the rampage. The unnamed suspect was hospitalized in unknown condition. Smithsburg is just an hour's drive northwest of Baltimore. A tourism helicopter from K&S Helicopters carrying 6 people crashed Wednesday evening in a Hawaiian lava field that was there on the Big Island. The 50-year-old male pilot and an 18-year-old female passenger were in serious condition following the crash. NHL playoff hockey continues Saturday evening. Tampa Bay Lightning at the New York Rangers. Tampa leads the series 3-2. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Tunnel to Towers event in the Big Apple returned last weekend after 2 years.
After a 2-year hiatus, the Tunnel to Towers climb returned to One World Trade Center in New York City Sunday, with participants climbing 104 flights of stairs to honor the lives and sacrifices of 9/11 heroes. During an interview Sunday on Fox and Friends with participant Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller, Siller explains how long it takes participants to make the 104-story climb.
It took the first person another 15 minutes, so it was incredible. But it takes most people about a half an hour or 45 minutes or some longer. It doesn't matter as long as they finish it and they do it in honor of the person that they love.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the San Francisco District Attorney was recalled and booted out of office for his soft-on-crime mentality, Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney Shay Sanna says the next recalled soft-on-crime DA will be Los Angeles's Gascon.
His policies obviously are the cause of the increase in crime. He comes into office, he implements immediately some new policies, and crime has just gone through the roof. There's audio tapes of inmates saying they want to get his name tattooed on their forehead. He calls they refer to him as the champ, right? So he's the champ to criminals. They're toasting him in jail, and he's releasing all these violent offenders early or with no bail. And then he wants to blame old policy for the increase in violence. I think he's backed into a corner. He knows he's going to get recalled, and he's doing everything he can to point the finger somewhere else instead of taking responsibility.
Sunday marks a new day for Russia's fast food lovers as former McDonald's restaurants will reopen under new branding and ownership. The relaunch begins on Russia Day, a patriotic holiday celebrating the country's independence, at the same flagship location in Moscow, where McDonald's first opened in Russia in 1990. Here's a fact you didn't know. Australia is actually wider than the moon. TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.